Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome, everyone. It's time for the Easy Organic Gardener. This is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry, mom, composter, horticulturalist, gardener, entrepreneur, and Dr. Bug Lady. And I'm ecstatically happy to have as my guest this hour the renowned Margaret Roach. She's an amazing woman who has dedicated her life to the practice that she calls the blind devotion to living things called gardening, not just in the garden, with the pen, with her livelihood, her website, her books, and her lifestyle. She's truly a special person, and it is a treat for me and will be for you when you hear what she has to share. When you call in during this hour, you'll receive as my gift the Arbico Organics new organic gardening kit. The kit contains a bag of Arbico's Organics Compost Plus, Arbico Organics Root Maximizer, Beneficial Mycorrhizal Fungi, our rice hulls, our worm castings, a garden planner, a compost thermometer, and the book Grow Organic by Doug Oster and Jessica Walliser. It's a $49.50 value, and it's my free gift to you when you call in during this hour with a question for Margaret or myself. Here's the number to call, 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. I'm going to give you a little bit about Margaret's work bio, and then I'm going to ask her to tell us a little bit about her personal life, how she grew up and whatnot. So Margaret Roach left her successful career as a publishing executive in December of 2007 for a long overdue return to personal creativity to write and to live permanently in the rural Hudson Valley, New York, Berkshires area garden that she's been making on weekends for 20 years and opening it to the public for about 12, although now it's been about 17 years. After a 15-year stint at Martha Stewart, where she was EVP, editorial director, overseeing the company's magazines, books, and internet, Margaret built the website awaytogarden.com, which has received national acclaim and has written a corporate dropout memoir, and I shall have some peace there in January of 2011, and a gardening memoir, her latest, The Backyard Parables, Lessons on Gardening and Life. She also consults with small and large businesses on website development and branding and lectures extensively about horticulture. At Martha Stewart, Margaret's first job was the original garden editor of Living. She began her journalism career at the New York Times and then went to Newsday, first as fashion editor and later as garden editor. Boy, we're talking covering a lot of ground there. Anyway, Margaret's 1998 book, A Way to Garden, named Best Garden Book by the Garden Writers America, is now incarnated online in the form of awaytogarden.com, which Ann Raver of the New York Times called the best blog she'd ever seen. And now, before I go on with more information, I'd like to ask Margaret to join me. Good morning, Margaret. How are you doing?
I'm good. It's a pleasure to finally meet you.
I guess so.
Yes, I know I'm well. It's a winter day here. We're where Connecticut, Massachusetts, and New York State have like a little tri-state convergence where I live in a hilly rural area. So
it's absolutely
a windy day.
It's absolutely beautiful where you live. I spent hours poring over your website.
And oh.
I just want everybody to know about this website, awaytogarden.com. I feel like I know you. When I read what you've written, you have just a way with the words that it is so elegant and so lovely. It blows my heart open. And I'm telling you, I went to bed with your book last night and I just went around highlighting little snippets just in the very beginning of the book. That wonderful preface is just amazing. You are some person. That's all I can say.
Well, I've been at it a long time. You know, it helps. One of the things about becoming a little older and maturing is that you do have, hopefully, you have some experiences to draw upon, and you have some confidence. And so I think my writing today really draws upon more than 30 years of gardening. And for me, of course, as you're kind of alluding to by saying the snippets in the book, especially in the preface where I kind of explain the book, you know, that gardening is not a hobby for me. And it's not like going down to the local lanes and bowling a few games or doing macrame or something. You know, it's really my life. It defines me. It gives me a lot of ethical guidance and spiritual guidance, and my connection to it is, you know, has really saved me many times in my life. I'm sure there are listeners who have experienced the depths, you know, that gardening can touch you. You know, it can touch you in a lot of different ways, not just a big juicy tomato or a beautiful, you know, crop of dahlias to put on the, in a vase. Much more than that, much deeper than that. So.
Way deeper. And yeah. I'm just going to paraphrase here a little right from the beginning. You say, to my heart and to my ear and heart, the garden is a perennial Dharma talk, a meditation, a reminder to reflect. It teaches us to live with intimacy and attention and asks that we feel the pulse of more than just our own interior life force, instead seeing ourselves as part of a vast, complex organism and theory. That's beautiful. That's absolutely, that's so gorgeous. And so many of us feel that way. For you to put it in writing and express it is just, it's so wonderful for us to have the opportunity to read it, because that's how we feel about gardening. It, you are right. It's, I mean, yes, it's, there's the beauty of looking at the, you know, the flowers and the bounty of the vegetables and whatnot,
right.
But it's that connection with
right.
all of life that makes us feel so happy.
Right, and that's why, I mean, on the website, on awaytogarden.com, I say the sort of motto is horticultural how-to and woo-woo, that it, you know, we have the touchy-feely, spiritual, emotional part, not just how deep do you plant this particular seed and what month do you water that, you know, those types of things. When do you prune your lilacs? That's the how-to, but the woo-woo, as I sort of semi-jokingly teasing myself, you know, express it, is really, I think, the best part of the harvest of what we get from the garden. So, yeah, I mean, I could go on forever.
Oh, I want you to. I want you to. Seriously, I was sort of thinking, this is daunting to me because there are so many topics to cover. And for me, the topic is that connection that we all mm-hmm. feel so deeply in the garden. We've got a couple of minutes before we have to go on our first break. Let's just take a few moments here and give our listeners a little bit of your background. I didn't want to get into it myself because it's personal, and I would love to just tell us a little bit about what it was that inspired you, you know, where you grew up, just your story.
Oh, I grew up in Douglaston, Queens, which is sort of where Long Island and New York City, it's like right on the border of the last town, one of the last towns in New York City, technically. And it's near the water, you know, near the shore. And I grew up with a grandmother who was a gardener. And, you know, usually when you scratch the surface of a gardener, you find in their past someone else who set a good example. And although she didn't really teach me to garden per se, she was, I just remember her connection to her place and how much it meant to her, and that not only did she enjoy making a beautiful home inside the home, you know, to make it welcoming, and, you know, she'd have fresh flowers and houseplants, and, you know, so indoors and outdoors, she had a connection to living things, to living plants. And so I think that stuck with me. And really, I started gardening, well, I worked, you said, some of my resume stuff, you know, I worked at the New York Times, and I worked at Newsday Newspaper on Long Island in my career, and worked for Martha Stewart for many years. And so I was a journalist, obviously, an editor and a writer. And my mother got ill. My father had died when I was in my early 20s, and my mother the next year got ill, and I came home to help out with that and figure out what was wrong. It turned out she had gotten Alzheimer's, even though she was only in her late 40s. And so I had to kind of manage that. It kept me very close to home. I was working at nights at the New York Times then. And again, I was only in my, like, by this point in my mid-20s, and had to, you know, kind of cope with that. And the one thing I could do while I was kind of keeping an eye out on her was
garden.
Go outside
and
garden.
We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back with Margaret Roach. Don't go away. We've got lots to talk about.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Sherry Herrera de Fry, and you're listening to the Easy Organic Gardener, EASY, which stands for Environmentally and Sustainably Yours. My guest is Margaret Roach, acclaimed writer, horticulturalist, webmaster, blogger, and spiritual gardener. And if you have a question, tip, or comment for myself or Margaret, give us a call at 855-660-4261. When you call, you'll receive my free gift, the Arbica Organics Organic Gardening Kit, which contains just about everything you need for a successful garden, and it's yours when you call in at 855-660-4261. Welcome back, Margaret.
Hi.
I apologize for having to cut you off because you were right in the middle of a beautiful story about growing up and how gardening was a way for you to deal with your mother's illness, and that was therapy for you.
Yes, exactly. And again, I was kept close to home by the situation during the daytime. Someone else stayed with her in the evenings. And so I kind of started doing, I got a couple of garden books, and I started doing what was in the books, even though I had no idea what I was doing. And if you could have seen the first experiments, well, it's a wonder that I stuck with gardening. They were so shocking. They're just absolutely horrendous ideas. But, it felt so good, right?
Right. There's no bad in anything unless you say so. And so that's one of the things that I love about your philosophy is that, there are failures, but there's really nothing that is a failure. It's just part of life. It's part of nature.
Yes, I think that's right. And I think that the losses a lot of times, they do help us to practice for other bigger losses in our lives and to understand that things are cyclical and that often, even after disappointment or loss, that there are lessons to be learned. I mean, like the fact that, and especially at this time in our history with our climate and our weather and so forth, patterns being so aberrant, we, more than ever before, we can't control things that are bigger than us. And, it's hubris to think otherwise. And, we're just little creatures. And I get mad sometimes about that. I want my garden to be perfect when I want it perfect. You know what I mean? But it's not possible. So I try to take the lessons from it as well, about letting go and again, that I'm not in charge.
That is absolutely correct. We are not in charge. And
no.
And nothing's personal again unless we say so.
No, but it doesn't mean I don't work hard out there.
Right.
I try to do a good job of that.
Absolutely.
It doesn't mean that I am totally laissez-faire with the garden either at all. But it also means that I understand that it has a life of its own, literally, and it's going to change and be buffeted by the forces, and there are going to be things that don't work out. Because of things I can't control. So, I'm kind of generally okay with that. There's a little swearing every now and again.
Garden swear. We call it garden swear.
Yeah, well, I've got some of that going on here sometimes.
I think we all do, and you're right. Just talking about this automatically dovetails into your book, the latest book on parables, and just the whole idea that the garden is a metaphor for so many things that occur in life, just learning how to deal with failure, how to deal with success, how to realize that we're not in control, and how to be compassionate, how to be accepting, non-judgmental. Those are the lessons in life that make us live a happy life. In any moment we're either suffering or we're celebrating, and so personally I like the celebration idea better. One of the things that I think our listeners would love to know about is what your garden looks like. If you could describe your garden and what you grow. Many of my speakers that come on, generally they're all gardeners of some sort, mm-hmm. and we always like to know a little bit about your gardening situation.
Well, I think there was a ride at the amusement park years ago called a Tilt-A-Whirl, T GILT-A-WHIRL. And I sometimes think my garden is like a tilt-a-whirl. It's colorful, but it's spinning and it's tilted because it's not really spinning, although we do have a lot of wind events here. It's on a very steep hillside. It's almost two and a half acres. It's on a very steep hillside, and there are big shrub borders and grass gardens and perennial and shrub combination borders and also some vegetable gardens, you know, kind of around the place in different areas. But because of the terrain, it's more amoebic, you know, like the shapes are more naturalistic. There's no linear beds except for the vegetable garden beds, which are traditional raised beds, because, you know, I wouldn't want to grow vegetables in a chaotic, you know, in an amoebic shaped bed. But everything else is kind of, I had to go with the shape of the land, which is kind of female and sensual and curvaceous. So all the beds are curvaceous. Lots of things that are geared for birds, for the attraction of birds, and about 62 kinds of birds that I know of that I can identify visit the garden each year, and tons of amphibians and reptiles, especially the amphibians, all the frog and toad species for this area, this region, live here in the garden and reproduce in two little water gardens. So there's always a sound of running water, which I think is very important. And water is the most important thing we can add to our gardens, particularly in increasingly dry times globally. Even a small water feature can be an enormous help to resident animals, you know, and insects and so forth. So to have a healthy garden, I think it's very important to have some water all year round that remains unfrozen if you're in a cold zone also. So it's kind of sensual. People say the garden is sensual. It's not formal. Again, it's round, curvaceous, not round, but, you know, kind of oval and amoebic shapes and lots of things for all seasons of the year. It's very important to me that the garden is attractive. There's something to enjoy. And it's subtler at different times of year, of course, and more obvious at some. But it's a 365-day garden, even though I'm technically in Zone 5B and we have frost between sometime. We get our last frost in sometime mid to late May, and we get it again maybe late September or sometime early October, something like that. So it's a cold zone, but I think I have a 365-day garden.
Oh, it sounds beautiful. And the pictures that you show on your website.
Yes, I like to take pictures.
You do, and you are so talented there. I mean, the picture on your latest book, The Backyard Parables, is just gorgeous.
I took that picture, yes. The frog and the big Indonesian Buddha statue. Yes, I took
gorgeous,
that picture.
Just gorgeous. So I want to be sure everybody tunes into that website, A Way to Garden. It's awaytogarden.com.
Yes, that's A Way, not The Way, because I don't know the right way. It's A Way, my way. That's all.
Well,
that's all I can promise. It's just A Way, my way.
You're so humble. I mean, really, the pictures, when I looked at them, I thought, oh, my God, they're just gorgeous gardens. They look like, I mean, it looks like you spend, you know, hours. And I mean, you know, that's all you do, but I know that's not all you do.
No.
Yeah.
And a lot of it's not heavy intensive care, and that's right. Very important. You know, I have a lot of areas that are masses of ground covers under shrubs, things that take care of themselves more.
It takes care of itself, and that's one of the things that you talk about all the time. We're going to come right back.
Okay.
And when we come back, we're going to continue to talk about Margaret Roach's garden. We're going to talk about her books, especially her brand new book, which is absolutely amazing. So please don't go away, and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-PLUGS to speak with Arbico Organics specialists. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
You're listening to The Easy Organic Gardener. This is Sherry Herrera de Fry, and my guest is the esteemed Margaret Roach, webmaster of awaytogarden.com, author of A Way to Garden. Also, the book, I Shall Have Some Peace There, and her latest book, The Backyard Parables. Welcome back, Margaret.
Hi, how are you?
I am doing great
We're
today.
We're reunited.
We are reunited. And that's the thing. There is never a disconnect unless we say so. That's the thing. Sometimes if you feel disconnected in any way, and you want to get that connection, that's where the garden, it comes in the best. I mean, talk about the greatest therapy. So we were talking about your garden, and I just want, before we get into the book, I want to talk just a little bit more about some of the, you talked about, you have a 365-day garden, which I love, because I think a lot of people believe that if they live in a certain climate, that, you know, that sort of takes them out of the picture for a huge amount of time, and really that's not so, that gardening is really year-round, and even though at certain times you may be completely covered over with snow or what, that the garden is still going on. There's no stop.
Exactly, and I think with proper planning, and for me it's very important, I always recommend to people that they begin their planning of the garden of where the beds and the borders and the trees and things are going to be placed. They should begin by being indoors, looking out, because especially in cold zones in the off season, but even in warm zones, there's an off season. I mean, relatively speaking, you're going to probably see your garden more walking up the front path, staring out the kitchen window while you're cooking meals, sitting in your favorite chair in the winter, reading a book on a Sunday afternoon, eating your breakfast from the breakfast table, heck, brushing your teeth if you have a window over your sink, I don't know. But wherever those places are, that's where you're going to have the most connection to the garden, to be viewing it. So making the garden on axis from those favorite spots indoors is important. And then, of course, picking plants that I say, I don't like plants that are what I call a one-trick pony, you know, that only have one trick, and, you know, that look nice for 2 seconds, but, and maybe they're very nice for 2 seconds and almost irresistible, but I like plants that have multiple attributes to recommend them if I'm going to give them square footage in my yard, so, you know, that have a couple of shows in them each year at least. And, of course, I have a number of really nice conifers that give me, you know, year-round structure and color in the garden, and a lot of things that have really nice bark even when they're like the tree called Stewardia, the Coosa dogwoods, which are more common and faster growing than Stewardia, with like camouflage pattern bark, or conifer that has that would be the Pinus bungiana, the lace bark pine. So, you know, looking for more than just the obvious big blue hydrangeas in full bloom in July or something. I mean, we need to look past those obvious moments. You know, it's not just all tulips and hydrangeas and roses. Everybody knows about that, but you have to go for, like, bark and the way the twigs are and the sort of stature of the woody plants and, I mean, everything from where you put them and the light that will pass through them. You know, backlighting, if you like grasses, backlighting grasses, you know, having them so that you view them when you're facing west. You're looking at them in the afternoon light is going to be so much greater. If the, you know, the west light, the afternoon light, you know, shines across them toward you. I mean, just things like that can really enhance the beauty in the sort of, quote, off season, you know, to my mind anyway. So, and as I said earlier, I also think a lot about the birds. You know, having a garden that's attractive to the birds in all seasons is also, you know, the more fruit. I have a lot of hollies, a lot of viburnums, again, a lot of conifers that give them shelter and also foodstuff. It's just having birds is like having a whole nother layer of things to look at in the garden. You know, lots of visitors, lots of bird visitors. It makes me happy.
They do.
Things make them happy, too.
They do make us happy.
Yeah.
As you speak, what came to my mind is that you paint with nature. And the way that you were describing things, the bark and the textures and whatnot, I thought, boy, she is an artist. She's like painting with nature.
Well, yeah, and I think, again, the slowing down so that we are able to notice more than that, again, obvious big giant blue hydrangea, which, you know, practically hits you over the head, so you're going to know that. You're going to see that if that's blooming. But really, I mean, like I was walking down the path yesterday to go to a bookstore event, just before I come to the driveway down the front path, there's an early blooming, it's a relative of witch hazel, it's not blooming yet, but it will in late March, called winter hazel or coralopsis. Mm-hmm. And it has these little buds, and they are pink. The buds, you know, they're unopened. They're not going to, you know, open anytime soon, but they have this pinkness to them. I just thought, you know what, isn't that nice that that plant has, you know, thousands of these tiny little pink-like pointed buds? I mean, there's not much going on right now color-wise outside, but if I walk slowly, I'm going to take notice of that, you know, and I'm going to appreciate it, even against a rather monochromal palette right now in many areas of the garden. So, you know, the subtleties are a big, big thing for me. Slowing down enough to notice them, which I didn't get to do in my old life when I was, you know, a publishing executive and in the city, and, you know, I was so disconnected from it and not slowing down at all.
Talk about, two different lives.
The antithesis of slow.
But that's what it's about, balance. And even though you had, which most people would have considered a very, high level stress type of job. I mean, you were still going back and forth to the garden, and you bring back that gardenness, if you will, the balancing that happens
right.
between having a serious job and then just going back to being in the garden. They really are not disconnected. They are connected. The very same things that we do in the garden, to be present, to live in the moment, to be compassionate, as we were talking about earlier, are the same things that we do in the job.
Mm-hmm.
So we bring those things into the job
absolutely.
And into every aspect of our lives.
Absolutely. And I do think, I mean, the garden really saved me during all those years, even though I was only, it was like we were in a long-distance relationship when I was a weekend, or, you know, it was like it was my long-distance love, and I would rush up to see it on Friday nights and have to rush back to the city Sunday night or Monday morning, and very heartbreaking, sort of, you know, exciting and then heartbreaking on Fridays and Sundays. And then, you know, being here full-time, our relationship, mine and the gardens, has really changed and gotten much richer because we're together all the time. You know, I never really go anywhere anymore. I just look at it, and I'm just amazed. I mean, there's just, you know, if you don't go too fast, I mean, last summer I noticed moths for the first time, not the tiny little ones that are kind of nondescript tan-colored things, but, I mean, the diversity of moths, just moths alone, was just something I had never even noticed. And, you know, you could just spend your whole life, as some people who I've since read their books and gotten their, you know, guidebooks, field guides and stuff, have done, you could just spend your whole life, you know, noticing all the diversity and beauty and intricacy of moths, you know, let alone all the plants and all the birds and all everything else. So,
just makes you so appreciative. And I know for myself, you know, I'm Dr. Bug Lady, so everything, I'm totally into the bugs and always amazed at, I mean, how many varieties there are and the colors and the shapes. And you know, it's like, how did it all get thought up? How did it get?
Well, and to me, it's the co-evolutionary strategies, how insects and plants co-evolved in order to be able to help each other to survive and so forth. Yeah, fascinating.
It is fascinating.
That's the good stuff.
That's, oh my gosh, yes. And that, just that taking that moment to look out there and really see the colors. I know for us, we had the same situation in the desert. We're going to take another quick break. When we come back, though, we're going to talk about the new book, The Backyard Parables, A Meditation on Gardening. So, Margaret, don't go away, and audience, don't go away either. We're coming right back.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. ExtendoVite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Usually the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to The Easy Organic Gardener. This is Sherry Herrera de Fry, and my guest is the amazing, lovely, artistic... Oh, I can't say enough about you, Margaret. You're just so incredible.
I'm hiring you. Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. I'm just blown away by you. I love this quote in the book that you say that gardening is my spiritual practice, a moving meditation not unlike the motions of a well-practiced vinyasa in yoga. It's as if gardeners, provided we pay attention, have an invitation to receive the secret from the source. That's beautiful. And this book that that you just wrote, The Backyard Parables, A Meditation on Gardening, is just full of these gorgeous snippets, and the whole thing is just so gorgeous. I'm so blown away by this. I mean, I read a lot of gardening books, and most of them are they're very straightforward, and there's always a lot of love in them. But this book especially is
as my ex boss Martha Stewart used to say, she would always say, "You're quirky, Margaret. You're a little different." And I am, because I do know the how-to stuff. I mean, if we want to, you know, we could go through a little, how do you grow a tomato? How do you deal with, you know, fungal diseases of such and such? And how, I mean, I know all that stuff. I mean, not all, but, you know, and I speak some pretty good botanical Latin and so forth. But I can't let go of the other part. And so that really comes through. And I think that's what's always made me a little bit, the semi-odd duck, different, slightly different from a lot of other garden writers. And that's, I think, why I called my first book years ago in the 90s, and also my website, A Way to Garden, because, again, it's the way I hear it and feel it. It's not, you know, there's no absolutes in gardening. It's a creative, like you were saying before, it's a little bit like painting, and, you know, there's this, it's like one part, science and one part art. and one part sort of just, I don't know, kind of gutsing it out, maybe. You know, it's really personal, and everyone does it differently, and there's no right and wrong answers, really, with a lot of the aspects of it. So that's why I worry when, don't you worry when you hear people say, oh, I have a black thumb or a brown thumb, I can't do that, I can't do that. And I think, oh, go ahead, you'd be surprised what might happen.
There's no such thing.
Yeah, that's what I think.
No, it's impossible. It's absolutely impossible.
Maybe we could
fail.
Mount a campaign together against that kind of thinking and get people into the garden, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
But it's not hard. It's like when people say they can't cook, and I think, well, you know, maybe we can all do, you know, Jacques Pepin, whatever's, you know, and I don't, but I can cook. I figured it out, you know, and I learned, you know, you try. It's sensual. You use your judgment. You experiment. Not unlike gardening, right?
Much like gardening, and it's you know, again, as you keep saying, there's just no wrong way to do it. You just get in there and do it. And one of the things I love about the book is you talk about just how humbling it is just to get down there in the ground and get a little dirty. You know?
Well, and that's, you know, the word humility, you know, the same root word is humus, you know, for the decayed, formerly living soil that makes up a good soil is humus rich, and humility and humble. You know, and it's no wonder I always say that so much of gardening is done on one's knees, because, after all, you know, it's an extremely humbling pursuit. And also, we're kind of kneeling in the face of nature, aren't we? You know, which is big.
We certainly are. We certainly are. In reverence and gratitude.
Yes, exactly. And it supplies for us so much, you know.
And what we get back is so much bigger than we can ever imagine.
Yeah. No, I definitely think that's the case, and I love lecturing and doing workshops and, you know, meeting with other gardeners and really talking about that and invoking, you know, sort of hoping that they, you know, sort of think about not just, I hear a lot of people say, especially around September each year in our northern climate, they'll say, oh, you know, the season's almost over. And I'm thinking, no, it's not over. You know, the garden doesn't close. The garden centers here close in the fall for the winter, you know, but the garden doesn't close. So, you know, it's really, again, like a 365 life practice, a 365-day life practice.
Which really dovetails into this newest book, and I really would, I think we need to spend a little bit of time here talking about it. I love that the author of Eat, Pray, Love calls the newest book a blessing.
Yeah, Liz Gilbert, right?
Yes,
and
Liz
you know,
Gilbert.
I don't know her, so that's not because she's my secret best friend or something. I had heard her do an interview somewhere. I don't know where I heard it. Like on a TED Talk or something online, and she mentioned something about a garden, and I thought, oh, she started gardening, and I totally crazy. I like wrapped up a book when I got the first books, and I wrote this note, and I didn't even know if it would ever get to her, and I just sent it out into the world. You know what I mean? And said, I think you're gardening, and if you are, maybe you'll like this book. I mean, total stranger. I mean, is that crazy or what?
No, but that's the way. That's the way nature works.
She loved it.
That's the way it works. That connection is always there, that invisible thread that
you have to listen, don't you, carefully and read between the lines of
yes,
what people are saying.
Yes,
find
you
connection.
Do. Yes, mm-hmm. you do. And and I love Anna Thomas, who wrote The Vegetarian Epicure.
She's the greatest, isn't she?
Yes, and she called the book a love story.
Yeah, she says, Margaret and her garden, a love story. Yeah, I loved that. That really touched me. Because,
sweet.
And she is not a gardener. She wrote to me and said, you know, I don't garden, but I get, because she, of course, is, you know, a proponent of cooking fresh from the garden, local ingredients and so forth. So she gets it. She totally gets my relationship with the garden.
So exciting. So let's talk a little bit about the book. We've got about 4 minutes left.
Mm-hmm.
So, and, you know, why do we call it the...
The Backyard Parable?
Yes, a meditation on gardening.
You know, my editor said she wanted a garden book, but it had to be a memoir, and I should go home and figure out what it was going to be, how to structure it. And I was like, oh, my goodness, what am I going to do for that? And I went home, and I looked at my website, and I thought horticultural how-to and woo-woo. Like I said before, that's my motto, sort of the two layers, two levels. And then I thought, okay, that's like a metaphor, two levels. And then I thought spiritual, and then I thought parables. That's a metaphor that's spiritual. Okay. So I had this word in my, it was like, you know, that I just did free association to tell you the truth, Sherry. That's what happened. And the word parables came out, and I thought, ah, backyard parables. Ah, okay. And then I was just off to the races. Once I get my idea, I'm like a crazy person. But I really wanted to express the fact that it, without saying horticultural how-to and woo-woo, which probably wouldn't have made a very good title for a book, to express right from the start, right on the front cover, that there was going to be, again, a two-layer harvest here, that it was going to be digging deeper and not just how-to. And there are how-to sidebars, we should say. You know, it's like 75% the memoir and about 25% these how-to sidebars. So you can learn how to mulch and what to use as mulch or, you know, that kind of thing, or how to shop for seeds. But you can also hopefully get, I hope you can get transported to the other part by the longer piece of the writing, you know, the memoir part of the writing. So that's my hope.
It's beautiful, and I don't think anybody is going to miss the point. I mean, it's just lovely the way it's put together. And for me, as I go through the book, I get re-inspired and re-inspired and re-inspired because as you're reading it, you're saying, oh, yes, I get it. I've been there. I understand that now. Oh, I never thought about looking at it that way. And so it's self-validating in a way. And that's what parables are about. I mean, mm-hmm. They're stories that are told that are metaphors.
One of the great biblical scholars who's written about parables says they're stories with intent. They're stories that are meant to not only give you the story, but teach you something, and they have an intention behind them. And I really think that's what the garden is. It's the greatest teacher because, you know, it gets you engaged, and it's beautiful, and again, there may be the superficial harvest of the actual crop or whatever, and you may learn, oh, that's this particular bird and that particular bug. But then you realize that you've just watched, you know, this whole life cycle at work. And again, like we talked about at the beginning of our conversation, you know, about how loss creates other opportunities and about the fact of the control and the folly of trying to pretend you're in charge of nature is ridiculous. You know, all these lessons, the other layers. So again, the parable out there in front of us.
The book is just amazing. And I know that people can purchase it on your website.
Oh, anywhere, sure. Yeah, bookstores, local bookstores, ask them to get it, or, you know, the regular online places. Sure, absolutely.
Well, thank you so much, Margaret.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear how much we have in common. No surprise.
It's been so wonderful to have you. And, oh, my gosh, keep up the great work. Everything that you do is so inspirational, and it does make a difference. Every day it makes a difference what we do in our gardens, no matter how small, no matter how big. Thank you again. And
you are welcome. Thank you.
You bet. And we'll be back next week with another wonderful guest. I'm not sure if we can top Margaret, but we'll do our best. And for those of you who are listening, thank you so much. We'll be, enjoy your week and have a wonderful, easy, organic gardening time. This is Sherry Herrera-DeFry. Make it an easy, environmentally and sustainably yours.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics Specialist. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.